Kathy Mishana, hosting another episode of the Blind Techie Geek Speaks Kids Edition podcast. It's story time, listeners. Today's book is called I Talk Like a River, Words by Jonathan Scott. I hope you enjoy today's story. I wake up with the sounds of words. Each morning, all around me. P for the pine tree outside my bedroom window. C for the crow in its branches. And M for the moon fading in the morning sky. I wake up each morning with the sounds of words all around me, and I can't say them all. Pea and pine tree grows roots inside my mouth and tangles my tongue. C is a crow that sticks in the back of my throat, and M in moon dusts my lips with a magic that makes me only mumble. I wake up in the morning with these word sounds stuck in my mouth. I stay quiet as a stone. I eat my oatmeal without a peep, and I get ready for the day without a word. At school, I hide in the back of class. I hope I don't have to talk. When my teacher asks me a question, all my classmates turn to look. They don't see a pine tree sticking out of my lips instead of a tongue. They don't hear a crow from inside my throat. They don't hide their eyes and the moonlight that shines from my open mouth. All they hear is how I don't talk like them. All they see is how strange my face looks. I can't hide how scared I am. My mouth isn't working. It's full of words of the morning. Mornings are always hard, but this one's especially tough. I am more stuck than ever before. My teacher says we all have to talk about our favorite places in the world. Today was my turn, but my mouth isn't working, and I wanted to go home. My dad picks me up from school. It's just a bad speech day, he says. Let's go somewhere quiet. My dad takes me to the river. We walk along the shore looking for colorful rocks and water bugs. It feels good to be quiet and all alone with my dad. But I can't stop thinking about my bad speech day. All those eyes watching my lips twist and twirl. All those mouths giggling and laughing. I feel a storm in my belly, my eyes filled with rain. My dad says I am sad and pulls me closer. He points to the river and says, See how that water moves? That's how you speak. I looked at the water. Bubbling, whistling, churning and crashing. My dad says I talk like a river. This is what I like to remember to help stop myself from crying. I talk like a river. From not wanting to speak at all. I talk like a river. When the words around me are hard to say, I think of the proud river, bubbling, churning, whistling and crashing. And I also think of the calm river beyond the rapids, where the water is smooth and glistening. This is how my mouth moves. This is how I speak. Even the river stutters like I do. I wake up in the morning with the sounds of words all around me. I go to school and tell the class about my favorite place in the world. I talk about the river. And I talk like a river too. The end. Listeners, a fun fact about me, just like the character in I Talk Like a River book, I used to be really shy when I was your age. But don't worry, I got better over time. And you guys can too. Ask a grown-up to click the subscribe button, so that way you won't miss any new episodes. Listen to Blind Techie Geeks Beats Kids Edition wherever you get your podcasts. Bye for now!